Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Eastern World. Thanks for listening to Eastern Airlines Radio. My name is Neil Holland, the producer of the show. Our show is listened to in over 40 countries around the world. We can truly say, welcome, world. We're glad you're listening to the Eastern Airlines Radio show this Christmas Eve. Our regular hosts are enjoying the holidays with their families. Our show tonight brings you Christmas music from around the world, and we hope you enjoy the selection we have chosen. Now, let's listen to a little bit more of the Eastern theme music, and then we'll start our show. Hosting the show tonight with your producer is Alec Hester. Say hello, Alec, and tell us about yourself.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Neil. I do a lot of different things. I'm a data analyst with the Walt Disney Company, and most recently I'm a percussionist for the Maitland Symphony Orchestra in Maitland, Florida. So most recently we had a Christmas concert, so I'm really excited to be here tonight to listen to some Christmas music with you and maybe even hear some of the stuff that I performed a couple weeks ago.
There you go. Thanks, Alec. And when he said here with us tonight, we're at my daughter's home with her family, Shea Bradley, over in Mobile, Alabama. So we're having a Southern Christmas. And our first song is sung by John McDermott. And John is a Scottish-Canadian tenor, best known for his rendering of the song Danny Boy and Loch Lomond. Born in Glasgow, Scotland, John moved with his family to Willowdale, Toronto, Canada in 1965. Growing up in the music family, his only formal music of training was at the St. Michael's Choir School in Toronto, Ontario in 1971. In 1972. The lyrics of the chorus goes, Christmas memories of happy years gone by, they come back to me and keep me warm inside. Still, those Christmas memories make me cry. Now here is a song, Christmas Memories, as sung by John McDermott.
Christmas season's here at last. I wish you peace and joy. I'll sing this song of times long gone and pray you will enjoy. For the fondest memories I recall were on a Christmas morn, when my dear father sang his songs and Christ the King was. loudly rang throughout our happy house. But when Mother took her turn, he sat as quietly as a mouse. The fondest memories I recall were on a Christmas morn. How Mother sang the sweetest songs, and Christ the King was born. I sing a song to days long gone and those who passed away. I have four children, proud and strong, and they have children too. And on Christmas morn they sing along just like we used to do. The fondest memories we shall have take place on Christmas morn. My children's children sing their songs, and Christ the King is born.
John also recorded a beautiful traditional Christmas carol we all remember, O Holy Night. In Rockmere at the end of 1843, the church organ had recently been renovated. To celebrate the event, the parish priest asked wine merchant and poet Placide Capu, a native of the town, to write a Christmas poem, even though the latter had never shown any interest. The latter has shown any interest in religion, Capu agreed. Soon afterwards, in the same year, Adolphe Adam composed the music. The song was premiered in Nomenclature in 1847 by the opera singer Emily Laurie, Unitarian minister. John Sullivan Dwight, editor of Dwight's Journal of Music, translated the song into English in the English lyrics in 1855. Now, O Holy Night.
The stars are brightly shining, it is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world. when Christ was born.
State of Utah, the tabernacle was built from 1864 to 1867 to house meetings for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
It was the location of the Church's semi-annual General Conference for 132 years. The tabernacle is the home of the world-renowned Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square, and was the previous home of the Utah Symphony Orchestra until the construction of Abravanel Hall. It is the historic broadcasting home for the radio and television program known as Music and the Spoken Word. In 2005, the tabernacle was closed for 2 years of intensive renovations that greatly increased its ability to withstand earthquakes. It was reopened and rededicated by Hinckley during the Saturday afternoon session of the Church's General Conference on March 31, 2007. Museum of Church History and Art reopened an extensive display on the tabernacle as part of the rededication of the historic edifice. This is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Now let's hear some Christmas music enjoyed in different areas of the world. Alec, how about something with a country flavor?
What do you have for us?
Well, Neil, here's one from Miss Loretta Lynn, Country Christmas. The song is the first Christmas album by American country singer-songwriter Loretta Lynn. It was released on October 17, 1966, by Decca Records. Lynn would not release another Christmas album in 2016, White Christmas Blue, 50 years later. We hope you enjoy this seasonal country Christmas song. Mr. Producer, if you would please.
Mommy pops the popcorn and we'll string it on the tree. Apples, nuts, and candy, oh, what a Christmas day. Daddy plays the organ and we'll all sing loud enough. We'll have a good old country Christmas, all right. Always did. Grandma makes pies and cakes, so what a pretty sight. We'll have a good old country Christmas all night. A good old country Christmas, that's what it's gonna be. With all the family gathered around our pretty Christmas tree. We'll open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old country Christmas all night.
Now let's go to the land where the palm trees sway. Some call it paradise, but we know it's our 50th state, Hawaii. The recording artist needs no introduction. Here is Bing Crosby singing a Hawaiian Christmas favorite, Mele Kalikimaka.
Mele Kalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Mele Kalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Mele Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Mele Kalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright. The sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikulikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikulikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikulikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very, Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
In this Christmas song, get down the fiddle and get down the bow.
Kick off our shoes and throw them on the float.
Dance in the kitchen, morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Santa dedicates this to the many different cultures and traditions of Christmas.
Elf, lollipop, live in southern Louisiana.
While helping Elf Cotton Caddy Clotilde open the Arcadian Christmas radio station. 92.3 Elf Radio.
Where Christmas lives in Cajun country.
And she has sisters living there also.
Now enjoy a Christmas Cajun.
Down in Louisiana, we have a Cajun Christmas. There ain't much snow, and the Bay don't know, but you're welcome to come with us. Uncle Joe and Annie Flo come rolling down the bayou, bringing jugs of Christmas cheer to wash down Crosby's pile. Then the fiddles come out, and the kids all shout, and the uncles and the aunts start to dance about. Tap-tall's sticking out, diggy diggy do, it's a Cajun Christmas.
Christmas is not about the Savior's infancy. It is about the deity.
The humble birth of Jesus Christ was never intended to conceal the reality that God was being born into the world.
But the modern world version of Christmas does just that.
And consequently, for the greater part of humanity,
Christmas has no legitimate meaning at all. I don't suppose anyone can ever fathom
what it means for God to be born in a manger.
How does one explain the Almighty stooping to become a tiny infant?
Our minds cannot begin to understand what was involved in God's becoming man.
Nor can anyone explain how God could become a baby.
Yet he did.
Without forsaking his divine nature or diminishing this deity.
He was born into our world as a tiny infant.
He was fully human with all the needs and emotions that are common to all of us.
Yet he was also fully God,
all wise and all powerful.
For nearly 2,000 years, debate has been raging about who Jesus really is.
Cults and skeptics have offered various explanations.
They'll say that he is one of many gods.
His created being, a high angel, a good teacher, a prophet, and so on.
The common thread of all such theories is that they make Jesus less than God.
But the biblical evidence is overwhelming that this child in the manger was the incarnation of God. One passage in particular written by the Apostle Paul captures the essence of Jesus' divine nature and understands the truths that make Christmas truly wonderful.
Well, that's our Christmas show for tonight.
We are listening to Countries Around the World.
We identified on our last radio broadcast 29 different countries
that listen to our show.
Just want to remind you that folks in Australia, Indonesia, Thailand, India, Pakistan, China, Japan, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Turkey, Romania, Hungary, Belarus, Sweden. Norway, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Spain, Nigeria, Ghana, Argentina, Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, Mexico, and the U.S.
29 countries around the world listen to the Eastern Airlines radio show.
So we've truly become international.
And we wish all of these folks and all of these countries a very Merry Christmas, or the holiday, whichever it is that they celebrate.
We are happy to produce our show on the air every Monday with a different broadcast topic
and mostly about the folks of Eastern Airlines.
We certainly enjoy bringing these to you every Monday.
And don't forget, we do have two broadcasts every Thursday.
We do an old-time radio show, usually featuring a band back in the 30s, 40s, and the 50s.
And it's very interesting to hear the sounds back in those days. Totally different from what we hear today.
We do have a broadcast that's coming up, and our next broadcast is going to be January 7th,
and we'll do a review of all the shows, about 50 of them that we did last year.
2018, I guess that's still this year, but we'll call it last year in January 7th.
So be with us Monday night, 7 p.m. for this broadcast, and we'll do a review of 2018.
Certainly hope you dial us in.
And by the way, to get the radio show, all you have to do is dial in on your computer, EAL radio show.com.
And there's an icon there that you can click on and enjoy our show at 7 p.m.
Or the Thursday shows at 3 p.m.
We'll be listening and hope that you'll be with us.
And share your comments, especially on Monday nights when we listen to hosts and callers that call in and express their comments and stories about Eastern Airlines.
And let's see, I think that's about all we have for tonight.
We wish all of our listeners, all of our hosts, a very Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
And we'll put the airplane on the ground. And be sure to tune in again January 7th. When America's favorite way to fly goes down memory lane of shows we broadcast during 2018. With this, I want to let Alex sign off here with the words from Lake Wobegon. Alex, if you would.
Great landing happens as usual. Where all the Eastern women are unequaled. All the Eastern flight attendants are above airline standards, and all the men are good looking, and all the Eastern children and Eastern grandchildren are way above average. Until then, we say good night, Eastern family. We love you, Eastern.
Good night, Eastern. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.